This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The title of my lecture is Teaching Victory Principles to Young Muslims. So right off the bat, I want to let you know that victory principles are not related to calling 911, giving something a low rating on Yelp, or posting it on social media. It might be related to that, but I'm not here to talk about that. I want to mention 2 points, okay? That's for the entire lecture. 2 points, things that are related to victory and the nature of victory and when it happens and when it comes. You've all heard the expression, light at the end of the tunnel. So the question is, why is the light at the end of the tunnel? Why can't we have lights at the beginning of the tunnel and refreshments at the middle of the tunnel? Even the expression, those who made it up, they understand how it works. Because victory comes at the end. And I would argue at the very end. If victory comes at the beginning, then there's no test. If victory comes in the middle, it didn't heat up yet. But victory comes at the very end. And look at the example of Hajar. When Ibrahim alayhi salam left Hajar in the desert with her infant son Ismail, when did the ease come from Allah Azza wa Jal? She ran out of food. Did the victory or the ease come then? No, because there's still food in her belly. Then she ran out of that food. Then she had no more milk, but there's still milk in the belly of the baby. He's still not hungry yet. Then that food ran out. Then the baby started crying from the pain of hunger. And then the angel came. And then the tribe of Jurhum came. The angel came and showed her the well of Zamzam. The tribe of Jurhum came and settled. But it was at the very end. Not the minute she ran out of water, the minute she ran out of food or milk, but at the very end. And it always comes at the very end. Even in the story of Lut alayhi salam, the angels came to him. And you know the story of Lut. He was sent to a people who did not rent homes. They were homeowners, right? We have to be careful these days. Right? So when they came in the form of handsome young men, and now his town people are trying to come into his house. So he, the whole day, this is from Maghrib until around Fajr time, he's trying to barricade this door, negotiate with them, tell them, fear Allah, don't embarrass me, and he's trying to barricade the back door and the windows and all that stuff. And then when it was close to Fajr time, the angel said, by the way, we're angels, don't worry, they're not going to come in here, nothing's going to happen, and you and your family, you're going to leave. If I were Lut alayhi salam, I would have said, why didn't you tell me that from the beginning? You saw me running around trying to close doors and stuff. I could have made you ribs. We could have had a nice night. Instead, you had me running around panicking. Why didn't Lut alayhi salam say that? Because he knows how it works. He knows the ease comes at the very end. And at the very end, after an entire night of panic, the ease came. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in a verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ It's like, you think you're going to enter Al-Jannah, meaning without being tested. That's why then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ And then, so you think you're going to enter Jannah without being tested, like the nations before you were tested. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ The scholar said al-ba'sa is affliction in your wealth, and darra is affliction in your body. وَزُلْزِلُوا So they were afflicted in wealth and in health. And zulzilu, meaning they were shaken and moved from one place to another. And to the point that, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ To the point that the Prophet, not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but from the nations before, whoever their Prophet was, he and his followers will say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the victory of Allah coming? They're not doubtful. They're saying, let it come. They experience so much difficulty to the point that they're saying, when is the victory of Allah Azza wa Jalla coming? Let it come. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ So what it's showing is that you have to go through difficulty. And it comes, the ease and the victory comes at the last moment. to the point that even the Prophet and his followers were like, when is it coming? We experienced so much. We went through so much. And as the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَاءً, which of the people are tested the most? قَالَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ, the Prophets are the ones who are tested the most. Then the righteous. And then it goes into varying degrees before, based on the people's religiosity. But the people who are tested the most are the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we see their examples. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, the companion, Khabbab ibn al-Arat, he was one of the companions, and he was a mathal, he was an example in how much he suffered and he was tortured. You know, the eyewitnesses says the mushrikeen got stones and they made them red hot. Then they removed his clothing and they made him lie down on these stones. And the eyewitnesses said nothing would extinguish the fire except the fat from his back melting and putting out the flames. Khabbab, 20 years later, takes off his shirt in front of Umar ibn al-Khattab when Umar is the Khalifa. And Umar can't believe it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, مَا رَأَيْتُكَ الْيَوْمِ عَجَبًا. So what is this? What happened to you? He couldn't believe it. So this is whom we're talking about. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, after he went through all the torture, he says, we came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was reclining under the shade of the Kaaba, and they didn't complain. They didn't say, Ya Rasulullah, look at my back, look what... They just, look what they said. They said, أَلَا تَسْتَنْصِرْ لَنَا أَلَا تَدْعُ اللَّهَ لَنَا. Anything wrong with what they're saying? They said, will you not ask for victory from us? Will you not make dua for us? That's all they said. And it's Khabbab of all people, and those who were tortured of all people. And the Prophet ﷺ sat up, and he told them that nations before you, they would dig a hole in the ground, they'd put a man in it, then they'd bring a saw, and they start to cut him in half. And that wouldn't make him leave his religion. And they would bring a man, and they would bring like a rake or something like a steel comb, and they would peel the flesh off his bones, and that would not make them leave their religion. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. But you are people who are hasty. Can you imagine? The Prophet ﷺ saying this to Khabbab, to the early Muslims who were tortured in Mecca. You're hasty. So the lesson is that it's going to take a while. He's telling them, we're in the beginning. This is the Meccan period. We didn't even go through enough. So he's teaching them and he's teaching us after them that victory comes at the end. The ease doesn't come right when you experience some kind of difficulty. And that translates into all other aspects of our lives. All right, right now, when it comes to dua, we want to make dua, and by the time we finish, there's a package next to us. Faster than Amazon Prime. But everything is instant. We're in a rush. We want things to come quickly, victory to come quickly. But look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His headache was twice as bad as the average person's headache. He had to walk long distances. He would bleed. You lost your luggage while on a trip? The Prophet ﷺ lost his luggage on a trip. You have a bad neighbor? The Prophet ﷺ had three bad neighbors. Yani whatever you're going to go through, he went through it. And he went through worse. If I said right now, who has a neighbor that's your mortal enemy and you hate each other and you get into fights and call the cops on each other? And a few of you put your hands up. Then I said, okay, which of you has two neighbors that are your enemies? And then like three people put their hands up. Then I said, okay, who has three neighbors? Because that's the maximum you can have, right? Who has three neighbors that are his mortal enemies? And one guy puts his hands up. Let's be honest, what are we all going to think? I bet you he's the jerk. There's no way you have three bad neighbors. I bet you there's something wrong with this guy, right? I mean, what are the odds that you have three bad neighbors? Prophet ﷺ had three bad neighbors. He went through all this as a lesson for us. And then here we are, the minute we experience some difficulty, that's it. We think it's going to be over soon. No, you got to wait. You got to be patient. You got to struggle through it a little bit. So that's my first point, is to recognize that victory comes at the end. Ease comes at the end. There is difficulty. You're pushed to the breaking point, perhaps. But then there is the second point. And the second point is that victory and ease comes when there's no one left in your heart except Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, and there are many situations when you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and your hopes are not linked to any other human being. You know, and may Allah give you all good health and your family members as well, but if someone comes and says, you know, we've done everything we can, there's no solution. There's no other doctor that has a cure. There is no hospital that's better for, and there's just nobody, no human being. At that point, what do you do? So your heart now has no attachment to any human being, and your heart is attached to Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And you call Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And all your hopes are on Allah Azza wa Jal. Not this other doctor, not this other institution. You're done. And that's the second point I want to make. Victory comes when there's nobody left in your heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And there's a story I'll use to illustrate this. This happened to one of the early Muslims, a righteous man by the name of Ubad al-Sayrafi al-Baghdadi. He said, I was sleeping, fast asleep in my bed, and a man came to me in the dream. And the man says, قُمْ فَأَغِثْ الْمَلْعُوفِ. Get up and assist the one who is distraught. He's in a state of sadness and distress. So in the dream, I asked the man, where will I find him? He said, just get on your riding animal, and wherever it stops, you're going to find him. So he woke up and got. And I love the obedience of people. If this happened to you now in the dream, go and help this person in distress. Would you just start your car, start driving around Houston?
I'm like,
This is just a shaytan. He just got up, he got on his riding animal, all right? And he wasn't even steering, it was like a Tesla. It just started taking him. So he said the animal just kept going throughout the streets of Baghdad, alleyways, streets, and then suddenly it stopped in front of this masjid. And I went inside, and there was a man making dua. So he says, I went to him, and there's the man told me, I have children, and I have this, and I have no money, so I came here to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, if that happens to you, think, this is a righteous person, right? And this is a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I'm going to be there for this friend of Allah. And that's exactly what Ubad al-Sayrafi al-Baghdadi did. He told him, he said, listen, my name is Ubad al-Sayrafi al-Baghdadi. Anything you need, you look for me. I'll be at your service anytime. And this is the point of the story. You know what the man said to him? He said, أَأَتْرُكْ الَّذِي أَقَامَكَ مِنْ فِرَاشِكَ. He says, you want me to leave the one who got you out of your bed, وَأَتَى بِكَ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ اللَّيْلِ, and brought you to me in the darkness of the night, and then go to someone else? You see this man? There was nobody but Allah Azza wa Jalla in his heart. And that's why the ease came to him. Even when the man came to him and he said, you can come to me at any time. He said, why would I come to you and leave the one who got you out of your bed and brought you to me? If I give you a choice, okay, you can go to someone or they'll give you any time. Any cash you want, they'll give it to you. Any amount. Or a service, they bring it to your door. Which would you take? Like, I got to go get the cash, or just the doorbell rings, go get the door, it's the cash again. He was late. I'm going to give him 2 stars on Yelp. I hate Yelp. The point is, when there's nobody left in your heart, those are my 2 points. Number one, victory and ease comes at the very end. Not at the beginning, not at the middle, but at the very end when you're fully tested. And number two, victory and ease comes when there's nobody left in your heart and your heart completely turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with nobody else. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant victory to Islam and to the Muslims. Jazakumullah khairan for listening attentively. Sallallahu wa baraka ala Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.